Hi, I'm glad that you called. Do you wear glasses? A lot of people do. I wear contacts. Well, let me correct that. I wear a contact. And by that I mean I just wear one contact in my right eye only to read. It's like a bifocal, and nothing's in my left eye. And I don't know how my brain works this out, so I'm looking at you with the left eye, I'm reading on with my right eye. Anyway, I started wearing glasses quite a few years ago. I didn't really need them for vision except for reading. And when I first got them, I had two pairs, one for reading and one for just seeing. But bear in mind, my eyes were really not that bad. Well, the first time I tried to use them in public, it was a disaster. I mean, that's to use the word mildly. It was at a citywide Thanksgiving service. I'm sitting on the platform, and I put one pair on to read and sing. I put another pair on just to see better, so I was shifting back and forth, and what a mess and what confusion. So as a result of that, I got a pair of bifocal glasses. That made life much easier for me. Of course, now I'm a contact man. But as I was thinking about that in preparing for this message to you, I remember a man who had two pairs of glasses, and he happened to be a former president of the United States, President Roosevelt. And everywhere he went, he was forced to take two pairs. And on the evening that he was shot in the city of Milwaukee, the surgeon who was examining the president handed him the steel case with his remark, "Mr. President, the case in your pocket broke the force of the bullet and deflected its course from the heart. It undoubtedly saved your life." Now, the president's remarks are for you and for me. "Well, that's strange," as he took the case from the shattered glasses, and he said, "I've always considered the burden and the handicap of having to carry these two pair of glasses, especially these heavy ones that were in this case, and here it saved my life." My friend, it's not always easy to trace the hand of God in events of our life, like what you are going through right now, for example, but it is possible to do so. I can think of no better word from God than Romans 8:28. It says, "All things work together for good to them that love the Lord." Let's pray. In the name of Jesus, I ask that this caller face the difficulty through which they might be going. And if it is considered heavy, like President Roosevelt's case, may they know that it is for their good, and someday, in looking back, they'll see and declare that fact. And while we are encouraged by what has not happened to us in the past, by faith we are encouraged into the future of what will. And I ask your blessing upon this one in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm glad you called, and following the signal, you can talk to me if you like. Goodbye.